Screw it, let's do it.
Yeah, screw it, let's do it.
All right.
All right. Hello, I'm Radek.
I'm Michael.
And this is The Podcast.
A sounding board for interesting ideas and insights. We discuss books we read and want to share with you.
As well as technology and productivity, which is what we do by day, working on our app, Nosby.
Or whatever else comes to mind.
So this is a bit of a special episode because this is number 100.
Yeah.
We've done this every week with few exceptions. So it's been 2 years since we started.
Yeah. No, I'm really impressed. Okay, we'll get to that, but I'm really impressed. 100 episodes. I think, I mean, when we listen to podcasts as well, and many of the podcasts, which are really good podcasts, don't have that level of consistency. And we are pretty busy, so it's not like we have all the time in the world.
No, we're not very serious about this podcast.
Exactly.
In the sense that we're not like podcasting professionals. This is not our business. Like, we're not in podcasting business.
No.
We don't make money off of it.
Not really. We actually spend money. Nosby money on this.
Yeah, you spend Nosby money. Yeah. I just spend time. And it's just like, it's a tiny... In the grand scheme of things, it's a tiny personal project. So I guess I almost didn't, you know, I didn't really expect we'd go that far with this.
Yeah.
But I'm happy we did.
Yeah, I was supposed to order champagne for us, but I forgot about it. So we'll drink champagne some other time.
Yeah, a lot of things didn't quite work out. So
yeah,
we're in one physical place together, which is great, but you know, it happens rarely. It usually happens twice a year during Nosby reunion.
So I think this is a bonus.
Yeah, I think this is the first time not on Nosby reunion that we would record a podcast like together in one room.
Yeah,
and we thought this is perfect, but it kind of turned out that it's not.
Yeah,
this is the Apple's Worldwide Developers Conference week. We're both here. We're like super busy. We thought we would record this on the first day after you arrived and I arrived to San Jose.
Yeah.
But like, you were jet lagged. I had other things to do. Now it's like Tuesday evening. It's almost midnight.
Yeah.
You're still jet lagged. I'm super tired. I think I'm getting a cold. My microphone broke.
Yeah.
This is horrible.
So we have this professional setup of my iPhone connected to the Rode portable microphone.
Yeah.
And we actually are using just one microphone. So really not professional this time.
No, but you know, that's not that important. Let's talk about history. Like, how did we, let's start with how we started with the podcast, and then maybe we'll go to how we evolved and what we hope for the future.
Yeah. Hang on. This will be a good ride. Really. So Proactive Magazine. So we had a Proactive Magazine.
Yeah.
Proactive Magazine, we shut it down just earlier this year.
Mm-hmm.
But we've been running it for 8 years, and it was a great project. It was a fine project when we united, you know, productivity guys, very good articles, and I got to interview fantastic people. Mm-hmm. And it was a great project. And then at some point, when we started working together, we decided to port the, because it was a PDF magazine, to create an app, Proactive Magazine, and we did that. And you were working on that.
Yeah.
And then because we built this app for ourselves to produce magazines, we decided to make it a business to enable other people to do magazines, right?
Yeah, it was. I guess this almost typical kind of tech people arrogance, like, we had something that worked. We decided this has to be an app because everything has to be an app. And then we decided that since we did it once, we can do it for everyone and we can turn it into a business. And I guess it, you know, it was an idea worth trying, but it failed. That didn't work.
Yeah, and of course, already I want to mention the cautionary tale.
Yeah.
So not everybody is like Elon Musk. So he starts like 20 companies right now, right? So yeah. He's doing Tesla batteries, SpaceX, solar stuff, boring company.
OpenAI.
I mean, you know, so he's Elon Musk. He will be forgiven. But he's fantastic and whatever. and we are big fans. But the bottom line is that we should focus on what we're good at. And what we also noticed is that by trying to have this additional project, this Remag thing, we spread ourselves thin and started neglecting a little bit Nozbe. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, like in the book Essentialism, which we discussed also in the past episodes, there are no trade-offs. So, I mean...
No.
You
flipped it around.
Exactly. So we pretended there were no trade-offs.
Right.
But there are trade-offs. So you either work on this or you work on that.
Yeah.
And if you try to work on both things, you know, something has to give. So, yeah.
Right. But we're getting distracted here.
Exactly, yeah.
The point here is that you had this idea that, you know, it was a time where you had a lot of like crazy ideas that in retrospect sound kind of stupid. But you had this idea that, oh, since we're building this new thing, like, let's try to market it, like promote it to people. And like, why not launch a podcast about all sorts of things, but among other things,
publishing
to like make it, you know, make this podcast a platform for us to also talk about our product.
Yeah, and so you're totally right. My idea was that when we launch the podcast, we will be discussing the publishing world, the magazines that we're going to publish. So not only Proactive Magazine, but also other customers' magazines, mm-hmm. and things like that. And because we're both involved in this project, let's just do it together, and let's see how this goes.
Right, and I was like, I don't know about the publishing part, but hey, making a podcast, hell yes.
Yeah, and especially that you had the domain, the podcast.fm, right?
Right. So that's another interesting story. So I guess, you know, I've been into podcasts for years before we started this. And I always, like, I like this idea of making my own. Like, not that I care about, you know, making a popular podcast. It's just like there's something about this medium that I found interesting. And I wanted to have this, even though, like, I couldn't like see myself being good at it, but like it's just something I wanted. So I was playing around with this idea with a friend, mm-hmm. Rina Tanov, who's also at this conference.
Yeah,
and we started, you know, kind of playing around with this and like recording just kind of test episodes, because like we figured we would you know, FaceTime together often, and we just end up talking about all sorts of random, interesting topics and details in ways that reminded both of us of podcasts we listened to, just like ranty long discussions that could have, in theory, been interesting as a podcast.
Yeah.
Like, I know we both back in the day listened to like John Siracusa, who would like go on rants on not just like technology, but like toasters,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And he would talk for 3 hours about this. So we had this thing, and like, because like we weren't good at coming up with creative good names, we're just like, okay, so let's just like, I don't know what this is. It's the podcast, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we had this idea. So I registered the domain at thepodcast.fm, and I kind of kept it for a while, and the project never materialized. Mm-hmm. And then when you called me on May 23rd, 2015.
I remember very
That's
well.
Right.
Okay.
I was like, you know, I have a name for this. It will be called The Podcast. I have a domain for this. Let's do it.
Yeah. Yeah. And we started recording. So you can check really the first episodes. They were pretty lame, but they were our, I mean, not that a lot better now, but especially the quality wasn't that good, because we're using the normal ear pods.
Yes.
We started recording, and I think what appealed to us was the idea that we have a scheduled time to talk.
Yeah.
Like every week, and very quickly we stopped really talking about publishing.
Yeah.
And we turned into all the different topics.
Yeah. So I guess like this comes back to what you mentioned about that project, the Remag project, that it was a distraction.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking about this many times. Is the podcast a distraction for us?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? And I think the reason why it works very well for us is just the regularity and consistency of it. We have a schedule. We're traveling now, so today is different. But on most weeks, we would record every week on Wednesday at 4 p.m.
Yeah.
After another a meeting that is also happening every week on Wednesday.
Yeah, the design fight, and we also discussed the design fight in the previous episode. So yeah, we'll check it out. It.
Yeah. And so it ends up taking us like 2 or 3 hours per week max, probably less than that. Like, it takes about an hour and a half to record.
Yeah, hour and a half, I would say.
Yeah, hour and a half probably. And then like maybe another 30, 40 minutes to listen through it.
But we don't, I mean.
Right, it's just part of our kind of listening.
Anyway, we listen queue, anyway right. to stuff, so.
Exactly, yeah. right, mm-hmm. so it's not a big deal. And then it takes me maybe 15, 20 minutes to publish an episode. So it's not that bad. And because it's part of a schedule, it's easy. Like, it just becomes part of the routine. So it doesn't add that much. It doesn't cost that much time, but I think more importantly, it doesn't cost that much energy because it's part of the routine.
Yeah, it's a not, habit for us right now.
Exactly, it's a habit. It's not something that has to be planned kind of individually every week or on an inconsistent schedule. It's like every week, it's the same.
And there's no decision fatigue because we're not asking, so do we record this week or not? Like, there is no, like, none of that.
Exactly. So that helps a lot. And obviously, like, more resources are put into it because we have Marcin, our editor, put it together, and he's done.
Big shout out to Marcin for doing all these episodes for us. Yep.
Yeah.
Thank you.
For
patient guy.
Yeah, being patient enough to bear us for 100 episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Marcin, we love you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that helps a lot. And then, like, I think both of us like it because we get like a lot of kind of subtle benefits from it. Because it's kind of a project at Nosby because it uses kind of Nosby resources for this. Because Marcin is a Nosby employee.
Yeah.
But also it's kind of not. Like, there's some aspect of it that's useful for Nosby because we often mention the company, so it's kind of like a subtle form of marketing.
Yeah.
But that's not the primary point.
No, that's not the point of this. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. But we both learned this. We got so much better at this. We're not that great at it still, I would say. but way better than 2 years ago. We both get to practice English. We're not native speaker. I think that's great for me, having this feedback loop that I speak, and then every week I listen to myself and all my horrible mistakes, and I try to do a little better next week.
I'm always like, Michael, you should have been slower at this moment. Yeah. Why aren't you slowing down? No, don't speed up. Like, so yeah, for me it's also important because we do webinars. I do public speaking. So for me this is practice. This is practice of trying to say coherent thoughts, finish sentences, and things like that.
Mm-hmm. And I think that there's one more important thing that it gives us. But I think we should first go back to how the podcast evolved.
Yeah.
Like, because we started at this, I believe the first two episodes were related to Apple's announcements on WWDC.
WWDC 2015.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. 2015. So I guess the WWDC kind of marks off every 50 episodes.
Yeah.
It was the first two, and now we're at 100 and we are at WWDC.
Yeah, I mean, so if you want to, like, really, like, pro tip, if you want to schedule WWDC, just, count the episodes, and the next 150th episode, will be there, like, in 2 years.
Most likely, that's right.
In a year, sorry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But we started at the beginning, talking about technology, a lot of about, Apple stuff. Like, that, we didn't really have much of an idea of what we want to do here.
Yeah.
So, like, this whole notion that the name, the podcast, it's kind of lame because it shows that we didn't have a better idea.
Right.
It's also a horrible name because it's very hard to search.
Very generic.
Very generic. But I guess it's kind of good in the sense that it represents what this podcast is and how it evolved, like that it's about everything.
Yeah.
Like it's about there's this phrase at the end of the intro that we came up with at some point, or whatever else comes to mind. Like I think that, you know, this podcast is like the reflection of what we have on our minds, right? The state of our mind. So we talk about what we find interesting at the time. And that also evolved over time, like what we prioritize, what we care about. So at the beginning, we just started playing around with, you know, with publishing. That quickly went away. There's a lot about technology, but I think we quickly realized that that's kind of boring. There are so many technology podcasts, so many of the podcasts in the whole, like, two dudes talking kind of format.
Yeah, there is a big competition in the two dudes talking department, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So, you know, that's kind of, that's not particularly interesting. So we sometimes do a technology episode.
Yeah.
Just because it is something we're interested in, and sometimes we feel like we want to talk about it.
And in this episode, we won't mention the WWDC technologies and all the things that were announced, apart from my new iPad that is coming. Okay.
All right, stop. We'll talk about it next week, probably.
Yeah, I know. All right. Can't wait. Okay.
Yeah, but I guess like we ventured a lot into talking about productivity.
Yeah, and you know, productivity, I think, so lots of things happened in these 2 years. You lost weight.
Yeah, and so we talked about that.
And we talked about that because we talked about the book, Why We Get Fat, you lost weight, and I kept my weight, which I lost before, which was good. But I think for us, what happened was that we started... as you said, our state of mind, but we started reading more books and we started sharing, you know, the information. And what we realized is very often when there is an interesting book, it's actually pretty useful to share with somebody else because then you may get more out of it and also put your thoughts in some kind of, you know, order, put your ducks in a row, you know, after reading a book. So we decided we're going to discuss some books and our affinity for audiobooks anyway. Mm-hmm. And I think you know, because I'm still thinking about this, you know, I mean, if it's useful for us to keep recording the podcast and how to do it and everything else, but what I think also works is for us that we share similar values, but we are different people.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, you are significantly younger. I am a bit more senior, but then again, you know, we learn from each other and we react to things in a different way. So we can, you know, we have this sounding board, which is also in the intro, sounding board. So, and we need sounding boards for us to develop, you know, our ideas.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what I wanted to mention before, that I think it's very useful for me, like so useful just personally, to have this opportunity and in a regular way, to kind of share ideas, and you know, I think you're a good person for that because again, like, we share similar values. We there's a lot of things we do together. We know each other quite well, but at the same time, we are different.
Yeah.
So often we don't see things the same way,
exactly,
at least initially.
Yeah. Later.
Yeah. And then we converge.
Yeah, exactly. Later.
No, but like, you mentioned books, like, that's right, we figured talking about books is interesting, talking about ideas in books is interesting for us to refine those ideas, for us to learn those ideas better. Like, again, like, we also talked about it, like, it's kind of also part of our process, like, personally, of reading books, right? You read a book, maybe in audio form, you take notes, you compile notes, and then we talk about it, and that helps a lot to, like, really internalize those ideas. But again, like, we started talking a lot more about books in 2016, and I think partly because I rediscovered audiobooks because of you. I started listening to all sorts of, like, interesting books. And then, and some of them you read before already, And so suddenly there was an opportunity for us to like share a bunch of ideas, right? And then like some of that was kind of in a format of a book review, and some of that kind of spilled into you know, how it relates to our Nosby work, to personal productivity. We talked about you know, deep work and zero-sum game and all sorts of ideas. And also ideas that we kind of developed ourselves over time. How we approach like the weekly routine, the morning routine, kind of trying to optimize our own habits, our own lives to do what we want to do.
And it's I think it's useful to mention that, I mean, we are freaking overachievers. I mean, especially you are. So when you think about it, the book, you know, How We Get Fat, you know, when you learned the idea how we get fat, you just decided, okay, I'm going to lose weight. I mean, pronto. And you did that.
Yeah.
When you got the idea of audiobooks, you decided, okay, I'm going to read 30 freaking books a year minimum. And then you went with that. So, and for me, it was the same. Like when you shared the idea of this, you know, spreadsheet and stuff, I was like, yeah, I'm going to do the freaking spreadsheet and I'm going to be, you know, doing that. And the morning routine thing, you know, I've been struggling to do a morning, to have a morning routine, a proper morning routine for years. And thanks to the motivation from this podcast and discussing this with you and having all this, I figured out, I know, I cracked it.
Yeah.
And I got it. And it's, I think it's important to highlight that for us it's really a growth opportunity, that because we share these ideas, and that's why I hopefully this is useful to other people, because you know, you can see our way and you can see how we are changing and how we are improving, and you can see that we're not perfect, that we mess things up, that we, you know, we fail, we come back again, but in the end, it's going well.
Yeah. And this podcast, like from time to time, became this a part of this feedback loop of self-improvement.
Mm-hmm.
And also I think it's interesting how the evolution of the podcast reflects the evolution of ourselves.
Yeah.
Right? Like we over time talking about like technology or just some random stuff. At the beginning there was a lot of episodes where we would talk about random stuff and like a lot of different stuff in one episode. A lot of like follow-up and whatnot, also kind of inspired by other podcasts. But over time, like that became less and less appealing, because what became important is the things we started learning so fast. Like we just got into this groove and just started learning a lot of things and improving, right? And this became the medium for us to share it and became part of the process of actually doing that, right? I think that's fascinating.
Yeah, it is, and you're right. I mean, I convinced you. No, I inspired you to start using audiobooks and reading more with audiobooks. But actually, you taught me that I'm reading them wrong. I should take notes, and then with that, I saw improvement in my comprehension of books because I started taking notes thanks to your advice. So, like, it's it goes both ways all the time, and. I think in last episode or the previous episode before that, we noticed that I get, you know, we also change, like our perception of things changes, and like, you know, my BS detector is suddenly different than it used to be, you know, yeah, things change. So it's good.
And I'm really curious about what comes in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Because if this trend continues, then again, you know, once again, the way the podcast changes and the topics we discuss change will hopefully reflect that, you know, our own learning process, that there will be new things that we'll figure out, right? There will be time, there will be like periods where we'll be learning a lot of things really fast, and then we'll slow down and kind of settle down, like really making what we've just learned a habit, but like hopefully like this process continues, because the last year, the last 2 years have been really great with that, and it's kind of amazing, like looking at this table of contents with all of the yeah. episodes from the podcast, all of the 100 episodes. It's kind of amazing to see how this really reflects, you know, the improvements in my life and in my work as well.
Yeah, I mean, just when I look at the table of contents right now, I see so many like substantial, yeah. you know, permanent things that changed thanks to that, you know, like this idea that we started discussing the meetings and how we work. And then you came up with this idea of pyramid of communication, which right now for us, it's the basis of how we work. And this, like, whenever I talk about the way we work, I have to mention the pyramid of communication, and it came from this, from this discussion here.
Yeah.
And yeah, the other permanent changes of our health, of our, you know, fitness and everything else, and habits, and it's amazing. I mean, so many things we tried and we succeeded, and then we failed, and then we succeeded again. But very like many permanent changes. And one of the things I just recently that came up is that. Reviewing this podcast and this regular discussion with you, and also we had our NOSB reunion when we had our training and strengths and things like that. I realized one thing that also with in our team, for example, with my direct reports, mm-hmm. I should have regular discussions as well. Not weekly discussions, but for example, in like with my, you know, directors here in NOSB, I want to do like monthly. Discussions, because we realized we need this one-on-one discussion. And again, it might look like a waste of time, another meeting or whatever, but no, we have to keep
iterating,
you know, seeing how we can help each other, you know, and like we mentioned peer mentoring, like mentor each other, you know?
Oh yeah, that's what I wanted to mention, that mm-hmm. that this serves this role.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Kind of being peer mentors, right?
Yeah.
And what you're saying, you know, it might work or maybe it will not. And, you know, maybe this exact details of this idea will change, but
exactly. Yeah,
right? But like that's again, that's part of the process and you know, like things change over time, but having the fact that a lot of these things we share kind of creates a history. Like it makes it easy for us to look back at the mm-hmm. history that we would have just taken for granted, right? All right, but what's next? Like what do you think comes in the future? Like are we going to continue this? Do you think we'll get to 150, 200?
Well, are you quitting? I'm not gonna quit. No, I don't wanna quit. No, I wanna keep doing that.
Yeah, and me as well. Like I have not gotten bored with this. Mm-hmm. I still have a long list of topics to discuss.
Yeah, that's the thing. So really, I think at a few points in this whole process, we were thinking and we were doubting, maybe, you know, maybe we won't have things to discuss. Maybe it's, you know.
No.
But it's, there are so many things to discuss.
There are so many things.
And there are so many things to learn. So I'm going to just go a little bit off topic right now. But mm-hmm. it comes to this thing that, you know, we just celebrated 10 years of NOSB, 10 years of our app. And it's the same thing. Like, I get so many questions from people. So Michael, like 10 years, you know, what's next for you, right? Like this typical question, what's next for you? You're like, what's your next, you know, thing, project, whatever? I'm like, NOSB. So I, like after 10 years, because I know so much about it, mm-hmm. I know how much I don't know, how much I haven't achieved, how much we haven't achieved. Like what, like how better we can be, yeah. you know, as a company, as a product we are building, like, we can be so much better. This can be so much better. We can help so many more people. It's like, you know, knowing that, it, you know, it just pumps me up. And instead of being bored or thinking about different things or new things after 10 years, I'm like, we're just getting started.
Yeah, we're not done. And I don't think we're done here either. Like, there are, again, periods of time where things are slower.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, sometimes...
life is like this. I mean...
Yeah, know. Exactly. Life is like this. And I kind of... I think I've grown to embrace that, you know, sometimes there's a slower period. And for the podcast, sometimes it just has to do with logistics. Like, there are topics that are really... I think are going to be really fascinating to talk about, but they're so important that I don't want to just swing it. Like, I want to, like, think about them a little bit. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes, like, there are periods where we, one or both of us are doing some traveling or are busier, with Nosby at work or with other things. And it's just, like, harder to prepare. So, like sometimes that there are a few weeks, a few episodes that are a bit lighter, like lighter topics. Like sometimes we have, like, technology topics that we just keep around, and then we just do it 1 week because it's something that's always easy to talk about. Yeah. But then, like, again, my list is pretty long, so we're at least for the next year we are not running out of topics,
and we'll be reading new books. So yeah.
Again, and exactly, and there are going to be a lot of new topics over the next year.
Yeah.
For the year after that.
We are cooking some really cool stuff at Nosby, so there will be things to talk about.
I think we're going to be teasing that a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Slightly more and more over time.
Yeah. I mean, really, guys, I mean, and girls and whoever is listening, we got some really cool stuff in the pipeline, and... We can't wait to share it, but we can't share it yet. So it's crazy. Yeah, it's gonna be fun.
It feels like talking to Apple employees a few days before WWDC.
Yeah,
they so want to tell you, but they're not going to tell a thing.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like with us with that and yeah. So we won't be running out of topics anytime soon, and. Possibly never. So that's pretty awesome. And I think, you know, again, we don't do the podcast to earn money. We don't do it, you know, to be podcasters, famous podcasters or whatever. We just think that these conversations might be useful for people. But it does keep, you know, it does help seeing that it people are downloading this, at least. I'm not sure if they're really listening, but downloading, yes. So we are really approaching this milestone of 10,000 downloads a week of all of our episodes, like, you know, weekly, which is just, for me, mind-blowing, which is really cool. So, you know, so please say hi on Twitter or you know, that you're listening. Just say hi. Just tell you're listening. So if you could do that, it would be really nice, especially now for the 100th episode.
Yeah.
Because we don't get that much feedback, and I think it's good. I mean, we don't want to spend all the time on this podcast and just responding to feedback. So email him. But say hi on Twitter now. Say hi and tell us that you're listening, and it would be great. It would mean a lot. But, you know, but for us, just seeing the stats, seeing that people are listening, and as I mentioned already, you know, in the past episodes, getting email from our customers and users when they mention things that I'm like, how do they know that?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, of course, they were listening to the podcast. I still, you know, get caught. You know, I'm like, how do they know that?
Yeah. Right, because like here's the point. We have some stats related to downloads, but they're not very reliable stats. Like, I'm just counting, like, requests for the file of the podcast.
Yeah.
So if someone goes to the podcast FM and plays 5 seconds on the website, it counts as a download.
Right.
And we get I think on average like 6,000 or 7,000 per week right now.
Yeah, but it just depends on the week. So that sometimes we have stronger weeks, right. And then
But it's like we can't really tell how many actual listens there are per week. We just know that, you know, the number grew over time, but like we don't have the scale to the actual number, and we very rarely get emails. We very rarely get questions on Twitter. We don't have many Twitter followers for the Podcast FM account. And I think you know, in a way that that's kind of a good thing. I think we're doing this on purpose because like we don't tend to ask for feedback because we want this to be easy for us, a lightweight side project.
Yeah, and easy for you. I mean, easy for, you know, the listener that, you know, they just follow along our journey and that's it. And hopefully they take something out of it. And that's the point.
Right. Like I think both of us are enjoying this so much that like we don't feel the need for external validation by the feedback. No. And so we don't purposefully ask for feedback normally just because like we don't want to create extra work for ourselves.
Yeah.
But I think this is a special episode. So like Michael is saying, tweet at us or send us an email, either one of us or the podcast FM on Twitter.
Yeah.
Just to kind of see how many people are excited
and who's listening, you
know? and who's listening, right?
Yeah.
Because we know some people, and sometimes we get surprised. Like a few times, not super often, but a few times, like when I'm at some meetup, some conference, like among programmers, and I have someone who says, hey, I listened to a few episodes of your podcast too. And that always surprises me because those aren't people who would tweet at us, but it just, again, like just silently followed us along or at least picked a couple of episodes that they found particularly interesting.
Mm.
And I think that's awesome, right?
Also, speaking of Nosby, we have this new offering, Nosby for Business, so not business accounts. And part of it is that I get to schedule calls with these customers.
Mm-hmm.
And very often, these are guys who, you know, guys usually, but not always. No, there are girls as well that are crazy about Nosby. And they bought the Nosby business account for their team to start using it within the team. And they are also listeners of the podcast, and they just start. And so our conversation, because it's normally the idea of the conversation with them, for me personally, is to talk about Nosby, how they use Nosby in their company and everything. But very often it just spins off and we started discussing some topics from the podcast. So again, not very often, but it does happen. And I'm always psyched when it does.
Yeah. And speaking of the fact that it's a side project and we're not doing this for money. Like we never got sponsorships.
Yeah.
So the typical thing for, I think pretty much all of the podcasts I listen to is they'll have one or two or sometimes three like short kind of advertisement breaks for a sponsor. And that works fine. Like it's a kind of advertisement. Like I generally like just hate ads. I have banner blindness, but this is the kind of advertisement that works really well. And some, most podcasts are really good about, you know, kind of handpicking, you know, sponsors that are relevant to listeners. So, you know, that makes a lot of sense. That works. Podcast advertising tends to be, really, really good. Like really, kind of pay a lot per kind of per listener, but we never ended up doing that.
You think we should?
I don't know. Do you think we should?
We could, but I don't know. I like it's again. It would create overhead. It would create, you know, additional work for us. You know, getting the sponsorships. You know, having somebody, you know, respond and you know. Do everything else, and then for us, when we prepare the episode, we would have the sponsorship read and things like that. Yeah, it could, you know, be additional source of revenue, of course, but I'm not sure. Well, I'm not convinced yet.
Right. And I think that's kind of the point that we could do it, and I think at this point, like if the real numbers are anything close to what we have in our stats, you know, we could make some, you know, not a lot, but a little bit of extra money, like a number that's not like laughably small.
And not what you're earning from the Amazon affiliate program, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Because you're making it big on Amazon, man.
Yeah, I made like, I think $10 over a year. Yeah, that's great.
Nice, sweet.
But like, again, like, because we're not, motivated by that, and it's still like it's not a very big number. I don't feel like we're particularly motivated to do that. Like perhaps like calculating it would make sense, but it's just again it's another overhead, right? Like it makes it more complicated. Like even if the numbers make sense, they're not so big that we would be like super into doing this, because it's just like it's another thing we just have to care about, and it's supposed to be a side project. Like we want to focus as much as possible on Nozbe.
And for us, the main benefit is that we get to talk every week,
yeah,
and discuss some topics. And this is the core thing. This is the essentialism. This is why we do this. And so this is like this internal struggle sometimes. Like really, after we closed Remag, I realized how much of a distraction it was, right?
It was.
And of course, when you see Apple, for example, Apple is doing lots of things, right? Mm-hmm. So not only the Mac or the iPhone or the iPads, but they're doing many things. And it kind of makes sense. They're also like, you know, for example, I never understood why they are where they were asking money for the iCloud. I thought it should, you know, be part of the fact that you're buying an iPhone, but apparently they're right now making lots of money off the iCloud subscriptions, you know, the whole, you know, services branch and everything. So on one hand, it makes sense to have like several sources of revenue, but on the other hand, it gets complicated, and you start spreading yourself thin. And it's like when we just published, for example, a book in Polish, my productivity book, also to promote productivity and to promote Nozbe, and we are charging for it, but actually we're charging for it just to cover the costs, mm-hmm. because we're not earning money on this. We're earning money on Nozbe, and I was also thinking about that, and I'm a little bit, you know, skeptical about trying to, you know, create different sources of revenue. I would, you know, for me, you know, we have a good job. We are being paid well. We are enjoying this. And again, these things would just make things difficult.
Right. There's a human factor to this. Mm-hmm. It's not just the pure numbers, but it just, if it's another thing weighing on your mind,
yeah,
that makes everything else suffer in ways that are just kind of difficult to measure, but you can sense that if you have a comparison.
Yeah, but you know, never say never. Our podcast is evolving. We'll see where we get there. You know, in 1 year and in 2 years, and yeah. You know, we'll see, you know, yeah, well, how it's gonna be.
We'll see.
But for now, I think this sounding board,
yeah,
is the most important thing for us. Hopefully for you listening, and this habit of doing this regularly is very helpful, and you know, makes for a great story.
All right. Do you think that's it?
Yeah, I think we should get some sleep because it's
past midnight.
Past midnight. Yeah.
All right. Here's to another 100, I guess.
Yeah.
All right. Good night and
high five.
High five.